My name is Ellery Hill. I'm a senior majoring in finance and minoring in women's studies, and I'm from Hanover, Michigan.
Thanks for coming to talk to me today. I just wanted to ask right off the bat, what made you want to run for Homecoming Queen?
Yeah, I actually spoke to my sorority last semester and I talked to them about financial literacy. And I really honestly expected it to be like pulling teeth. I thought they were going to be falling asleep. Nobody wanted to hear it. I was not looking forward to it. But I got the exact opposite reaction from them. There were girls asking questions for an hour afterward, emailing me, texting me, coming up to me for the whole next week. And I think that's when I realized that I've had the privilege to learn about finance and personal finances through my major and all of my internships, but other people haven't had that shot. And it's so important to be able to set yourself up for your financial future. So I kind of took Homecoming Queen and ran with that. And it's been a great campaign so far. I've been having a lot of fun.
And then what has because I know they've got a new election process that they've been doing this year. How has that felt to you as you're sort of like, I guess, for lack of better words, like the guinea pigs in this, trying this out?
It's been pretty good. Actually, I think everything's run smoothly. It was nice to be able to lay out all of the essays and statement of intent in the application in the beginning. I think it's served as a good buffer. Like, is this something that I really want to do? Is this something that I believe I'm qualified for? And then just really laying your intentions out at the beginning there was helpful in just kind of the whole campaign. The interviews were also nice. It was cool to meet people from all sides of campus for that. And then I think they pulled a good group of girls kind of from all corners of campus. So it's been a fun experience so far.
If you were to give any advice as they try to streamline the process or test things out in the future, what would you say to them?
I think that there could be more of us coming together as a cohort of candidates. We did go to the soccer game together today, and hopefully I'll see some of them at the homecoming kickoff. I will say, though, I would have just loved to see kind of a little bit more community of us gathering together.
Finally, as we sort of wrap up here, what do you see that the Homecoming Queen should represent for the university here in the current day?
I think for me, running for Homecoming Queen, a big part of it is just giving back to this school who has done so much for me. I come from a really small town. I didn't really think I was going to be able to go out of state for school, but because Alabama has such incredible scholarships and donor support, I was able to come here. And I'm so thankful not only that they let me establish my independence so early, that was incredible, but since I've arrived, I've had opportunities coming at me more than I could have ever imagined. It's been overwhelming at times, but I'm just at this point, and after my 3 years, overwhelmed with gratitude for everything the school's given me. So I think everybody has their own experience at Alabama. You know, you take your different paths, you have your different interests. But at the end of the day, I think that, speaking for myself, this is really just about giving back to this incredible community and being grateful to be here for my fourth year. School spirit, just loving it here.
Well, Ellery, thanks again for talking with the station. Appreciate you taking the time out of your day to do that.
Yeah, thank you so much, Noah.